Violence in Lebanon hits an aid convoy. Ministries affected. A resource ministry is set to break records in the U.S. And a prison outreach offers college courses to those forgotten. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon's militants offered a truce in order to get humanitarian aid into the embattled refugee camp Nahr el-Bared, but the United Nations aid convoy didn't go well. Ruba Khoury, World Vision's program coordinator in Lebanon, speaking from Beirut, tells us what happened.
The UN convoy was entering the camp, and it was reported around 4:30 local time in Lebanon that the convoy has been attacked. The situation is increasing, making aid more difficult to access for the children, for the vulnerable.
Khoury says they've had to suspend their activities in the camp because of the security problems. She says their presence brought hope and peace in the midst of fighting.
Jesus did not discriminate between any target group. He served whoever needed the help, and he came to save all the people. So this is our prime testimony. And being in the camp among refugees, serving with no discrimination, I think it's the testimony to our Lord and Savior.
Next, last week we told you about Christians being threatened in Khorsata, Pakistan. They were told to convert back to Islam or face dire consequences. Reports indicate Christians have responded boldly, saying they were ready to sacrifice their lives for Jesus Christ rather than deny Him. The announcement was made at a press conference by the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance in Islamabad. The ultimatum deadline was May 17th. Pray that this bold statement will be a positive testimony. You're listening to Mission Network News. Chechnya has been the site of armed conflict between Chechen rebels and Russian military for years. While the battles have eased, the uneasiness hasn't left the area. Many children are living in constant fear and hopelessness. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says they're doing something about that. He says it's an incredible story of how victims of terrorism in Beslan are traveling to Chechnya to do God's work.
Instead of taking revenge or retaliating, as a response for all the destruction that terrorists brought to Beslan, they go back and reaching out to the Chechen children. They organize summer camps. They are sport games.
Rakhuba says that they need your help to send children to camp this summer.
For $50, it's possible to send one child to summer camp and basically potentially to help to change this nation, to change this country for Christ.
Young people equipped through their Schools Without Walls program will help lead summer ministries. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, Love Packages Steve Smith says this year they're on target to break records. Right now, they're averaging about 20 tons a week of literature being sent out.
This morning, we shipped 20 tons out to Bucharest, Romania. Last week, we shipped 20 tons to Gospel Literature Distribution in cooperation with World Missionary Press. We shipped 20 tons to Campus Crusade for Christ in Zambia. Next week, we're shipping 20 tons to Liberia, to Every Home for Christ.
Each container has the potential of reaching millions with the gospel. Schmidt says God is blessed with enough funding to cover their shipping costs.
He promises that it will not return into him void, but will accomplish the thing that he's purposed in his own heart to do. And we see people who have no other way of knowing about the gospel, who just gets a booklet here, a Sunday school item there, whose lives are being changed.
And a college education is a nearly impossible dream for most inmates. However, Crossroad Bible Institute is piloting a program offering college courses to incarcerated students from Iowa's Newton Correctional Facility. This provides a traditional classroom experience with lectures, a midterm, and final exam. The coursework helps cultivate the spiritual lives of students, which has the most lasting impact. The ministry hopes to see satellite campuses as a result of this outreach program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.